Let us now walk through this important monument. The idyllic landscape and the majesty of the monument combine to inspire awe. Crossing the flagstone area that leads to the gate, we descend the steps to the main entrance to the Teke, the former Muslim monastery. This imposing entrance is made from limestone, and its lintel bears Arabic inscriptions. As we move forward, the light from the patio bathes our faces. On our right, we see the guest house, reserved for the wives of the Teke Sheikh. On our left are the quarters of the Sheikh himself. Traveller Delarouar, who was also a doctor, mentions this arrangement. He visited the site in 1832 and treated the Sheikh's ill wives. The Sheikh was accompanied by his brother, who exercised his religious duties. All rooms have a covered veranda and a low wooden peristyle. In the far left corner nowadays, we see the monument warden's office. Going through the gardens, we reach the ablution fountain and, on our right, the mosque. An inscription explains that the wooden seats around the hexagonal kiosk were donated by the Turkish Bank of Cyprus. Before entering the mosque, worshippers must wash their hands, faces, neck, hair and feet, and leave their shoes at the entrance. We too remove our shoes at the entrance to the mosque, as required by the rules of conduct. The warmth of the carpet permeates the feet. White is the prevailing colour in the interior of the mosque. As always, there are no pictures, no representations of living things. Across the entrance is the mihrab, the 2.8-metre-high niche in the limestone wall indicating the direction of Mecca, birthplace of Muhammad, the last prophet of Islam. To the right of the mihrab, we see the minbar, a raised platform with wooden steps painted green, the colour of paradise, with a pointed roof topped by a crescent. At prayer time, the imam addresses the congregation from the minbar, reading the Quran, the holy book, written in Arabic. Above the door to the minbar, there is an inscription in Arabic that reads, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." In the right corner, there's a wooden stand with a circular base, about 1 meter in height, where the holy book is placed to keep it off the floor. Looking up, we see the dome, with 8 arabesques at its base. These are wooden octagonal inscriptions in Arabic, mentioning Allah, Muhammad, members of the Prophet's family, such as his grandson Hussein, his daughter Fatima, and her husband Ali, as well as other names contained in the Quran. With our backs to the mihrab, we face the entrance, and to the right we see the steps leading up to the women's prayer room, an area above the entrance to the mosque, screened off by means of a wooden, intricately carved partition. Women entering the area are required to wear loose clothing that covers to the wrists and ankles, and to cover their heads. We climb the 2 steps to the left of the mihrab, go through the doorway, and find ourselves in an oblong space. Looking to the left, onto the court, we see the big marble tomb of Hatice, King Hussein's wife. It is flanked by 4 lower tombs with green wooden covers, which are believed to belong to persons of honour. There is no inscription indicating their identities. At the centre of the enclosed space behind the wall of the mihrab, we see the tomb of the pious lady Haram, with the 3 monoliths, as described by Dutch traveller Cornelius van Brunn. It is surrounded by bronze gates and a closed corridor. Exiting the Teke and crossing over to the left, we come upon a small area with ruins dating back to the 6th century BC. At a distance of 800 metres west of the Teke, there are the remains of an ancient Cypriot town of the late Bronze Age, 1650 to 1050 BC. 2 British archaeological missions excavated the area in 1898 to 99. Hence many portable finds are in the British Museum, whereas fewer are housed in the Cyprus Museum in Lefkosia. The Swedish Archaeological Society commenced intensive excavations in 1971, with more recent investigations being conducted by the Cypriot Department of Antiquities. Finds are housed in the Cyprus Museum and in the Larnaca Archaeological Museum.